And we return. Notice I didn't say we are back.
We return. You are branching out.
I'm branching out into a whole new field here.
I am totally impressed.
As you know, I just returned from Philadelphia, and I had an opportunity down there to meet with some veterans.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming into this broadcast center to do a show, and these were disabled veterans. And we got into the conversation. I happen to be a Dancing with the Stars watcher. Okay, I enjoy it because I used to be a dancer. That's how I was trained many, many years ago. And there's a young man on the show who has one arm and one leg who's dancing. Okay, he's going into the semifinal. I think his name is Yu, if I'm not mistaken. Doesn't matter. And we got into talking about veterans and their needs. And these gentlemen, there were three, and one young woman, 2023, who had lost an arm. They are looking for nothing more than due respect and an opportunity to get on with their lives. Simple. And they said to the man and woman, stop feeling sorry for us. Just let us get on with our life and let us get back to where we were. We realize we have certain difficulties doing that, but they are not, for at least for our group, they are not mental or emotional issues. We just have physical challenges that we're overcoming, and we want to get back to our lives. And I found that to be so basic but so real. We spend a lot of time feeling sorry, and besides thanking them profusely for their measure of devotion, and they were quick to tell me, not the fullest measure of devotion. Okay, those are the true heroes, those that did not come back. We felt the same way in Vietnam. We weren't heroes. We got home, okay? Get on with our lives one way or another. They consider themselves lucky. We should take heed of that. We should listen to them and pay attention to them. We don't. A lot of political advantage is being taken on this position, both from Republicans and the Democratic side. There's blame goes across the board. So stop doing that.
Well, let's go back to the emotional side of this. If I see a veteran whom I know has fought most recently, certainly in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other places where we put our warriors in harm's way.
Correct.
And I see a loss of limb, I'm going to empathetically feel sad that they've gone through that, and I'm going to feel sorry for them.
Yes, you are, but
you can't help
that. No, but what they're saying is that we know that, okay? But they want us to take it one step further. After you go through that, it's time to move on. And I can respect that, and I can understand
that.
Well,
are you saying that there's a period of time that those of us who weren't there but honor their service can say, I feel sorry for you, and then all of a sudden, I'm not supposed to do that?
No. Well, right in that moment, as they were saying, because when I first met, I was introduced to them, I want to thank you all for your service, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then that's what got into the conversation, because I didn't show this obvious empathy to their condition, which they didn't want me to do anyway, all right? Because I've been around enough veterans. I am one, okay, with debilitations, both emotional and physical. I said, thank you so much for your service, from one veteran to another. But that's how we got into the conversation. They said, thank you. Thank you for recognizing, and also let's get into the conversation. We actually got into the conversation about hamburgers. That's what we're talking about, lunch, because we were all hungry.
Not cream chip beef toast, though.
No. These were hamburgers.
You're right. Okay.
At the local restaurant down the road, we were starving. It was like 1:30. We all wanted to eat. But I just thought I'd make that observation.
Yeah.
Yes, we feel sorry. We thank them for their service, but let's move on with this. Let's move. And they want us to, because they want to get back to their lives.
I think we should continue, not today, but some other point, how we do that and how we continue to honor without being
maudlin,
obsequious, or
yes.
Maudlin.
Yes, I agree. To our veterans, God bless you all, and we thank you for your service. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you creative?
If so, you probably procrastinate, according to a study in the Creativity Research Journal.
Researchers looked at an elite group of young scientists. The one thing they weren't worried about? Procrastination.
In fact, they actively procrastinated to improve their productivity. What's their secret? Like fine wines, ideas get better with age.
When you hold an idea in your head without actively working on it, you give your subconscious mind time to develop it further. You may be working on a routine task, but your brain is hard at work on your big idea.
Procrastination pays, so give your ideas time to ferment. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many mistakes have you made today? Probably at least three. Here's the social science of it.
One, two, five. These are three.
Researchers have identified at least three types of common mistakes. First, the assumption type. You leave out a critical piece of information and assume you did it right. Next, a selection mistake, where you switch things accidentally. And the final mistake, a capture mistake. You start one thing, something captures your attention, and you forget to do the first.
Spectacular mistake.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Routine is not your friend. Check your work, check your friend's work, and then get them to recheck your work. Create a checklist of what to do correctly and mark it off each and every time. That will reduce mistakes and keep you out of costly lawsuits. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.